The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, it's Thursday, and we must be live on the air, so here we are. Gosh, 97.1 FM. What a beautiful summer day, and I really get the feeling that summer is finally here. It sure feels like it, for sure. Just a few quick announcements to make. If you're training, and I know TAG is training for this because it's going to be quite an event. So the hot dog eating contest is tomorrow, 4th of July. Joey Chestnut, you ready for this one? Do you know what the record is? No. He nods on radio. He's the pro on this thing. I'm not sure if nodding works, but I'm not sure. Anyway, 76 hot dogs, and that includes buns. No condiments, I don't think.
Really?
In 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's easy probably, huh? That's light work.
You think so?
Yeah, no, not a chance. Maybe four in a minute. I don't know.
Who would do that, first of all? Secondly, the day after.
Right?
I mean, I don't think that would not be a good thing at all. But anyway, if you're training for that, let us know, because we'd like to know more about people who actually would do that. I can see, I don't know, maybe 70? No, not really. I could see maybe two. But I'd have condiments on mine, though, and
I'd make it taste good, at least. Oh. Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, there's nothing about taste. I watched it before for some reason, and they actually dip the buns in water.
It's disgusting. I can't. It's hard to watch, actually. It's really hard to watch, yeah.
And the big controversy was last year he couldn't compete in the big one. Coney Island, he was being sponsored by another hot dog company, go figure.
Oh,
and they said, no.
No go. It's
gotta
like
be
the
Nathan's
Olympics.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
I know. So.
Jeez.
Anyway, so on that gastronomic note, please don't attempt that at home, for heaven's sake, for sure. I've got two great guests today, though. I've got Ali Baranski here talking about the festival, and I've been told 21 days away, give or take.
No.
Isn't that cool? Excited?
It is cool, yeah. While also a little, there's a lot to accomplish in 21 days. So.
There is. And we'll be talking about that in a few minutes, but if you haven't purchased your tickets, you better be getting them, because July 24th is coming pretty soon, and it's July 24th through August 3rd-ish, and it's the social happening of the year here. It truly is. But tomorrow, and depending on when you hear this, because we do repeat this, on Saturday or so? So if you hear it today, make sure you think about doing the 4th of July parade and all that good stuff and the fireworks. And if it's Saturday and you're hearing the rebroadcast of this, what a great parade. It was awesome. I mean, it was beautiful weather and the fireworks. Oh, my gosh, those Lions clubs did it really, really well. So somewhere in between there, we're going to have Janice here from the Sandpoint Lions to tell us, first of all, how it's going to be. And then maybe we'll give a little prognostication about how it was. So we'll see how that goes. Who knows what could go wrong with that one, too. So I think what I'm going to do, Tag, I think we're going to take a quick first break. Then we're going to get back here with Allie. We've got a few things to cover about Community Day and a few other cool things going on at our festival at Sandpoint. So we will be right back.
Being abused should never seem like your best option. Yet for many survivors of domestic violence, it is. They may have no money and no place to go, or fear losing their kids, or are afraid their abuser will hurt them if they try to leave. Safe Passage works to eliminate the barriers that keep victims from being safe. Please, help us end domestic violence. Learn more or give at safepassageid.org.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Looking for a big new game to play? Where there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic World Scratch game from the Idaho Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $50,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic World. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing your schedule, responding to Jim's long emails, leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC starting at $699.99 at dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead stay ahead.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
For me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org. and help build homes and rebuild lives.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to live radio. My goodness, 97.1 FM, Thursday and or Saturday, again, depending on when you're listening to this. I'm your host, David Keyes. Glad you're here to join us. And now we're going to talk a little bit about our favorite local event, and that would be the festival at Sandpoint. My goodness, it's coming right up. And Allie Baranski is sitting across from me now, and she is on her entering her fifth year as the executive director. Welcome, Allie.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It's always fun. It really, truly is. And again, July 24th is looming. How are things going for prep for the festival Sandpoint?
Really good. Our staff has grown kind of every year. That first year, I was the only full-time staff. I think I joke. I'm surprised I didn't go gray or maybe lost some years off my life. But no, it's really great. And the team has done it now for a few years. And so they're getting more dialed and the processes are getting more dialed. So yeah, it's good.
It's been fun to watch you increase your bench there a little bit too. And all of them, the ones I know for sure are awesome, but even the ones you're bringing in that I don't know are really filled in well, haven't they? I mean, you've got a really good team.
Yes, I feel extremely lucky for the team that we have. And they're all just good humans and really dedicated to the mission and trying to do our best. We're always trying to improve everything, whether it's the kids' experience and education or customer experience at the festival. So yeah, really grateful.
No, it seems like it's gotten really, really well and gotten better too. And that's your challenge, I guess, is to keep climbing a little bit for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we got on the air, you were telling me about you're looking for more volunteers, though. So these are the ones who aren't getting paid to be there, but they get all sorts of benefits from being part of the festival.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, who you're looking for, and how do they apply?
Yeah, so we have typically between 300 and our highest ever was 600 unique volunteers in 1 year. Typically, it's closer to the 300-400 mark. So and that's how I got started at the festival, was volunteering. I'm very biased, but I think it's one of the coolest volunteer gigs out there, especially locally. But there are jobs anywhere from green team, like sorting, like making sure we're recycling and sorting compostables and things like that. And then there's gate crew, which is our biggest crew that helps with people in the lines and getting people through the gates timely.
They're all so nice, too. They're really so nice. Right? And I can see how somebody might have an attitude perhaps going through there. But I've never seen that. But first of all, secondly, I've seen your crew do so well. I can't imagine they would kill them with kindness, I think, if somebody had an attitude walking in there, because there are a few changes going on too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, where you can't bring in outside food?
You can bring in outside food.
Yeah, okay.
You just cannot bring in outside beverages.
Oh, got it.
Yep. It was an insurance piece that we saw looming for a couple years, and we were very proud of how many years we were able to still allow people to bring out, like, specifically outside alcohol into a venue is very, very rare. Yeah. But unfortunately, the insurance piece just got to a place where we weren't getting coverage where we needed it. And it went down to one company nationally would even consider us, and wow, they were giving us a fraction of what we needed and didn't approve any of our year-round pieces. So unfortunately, kind of, it was a hard decision, but there's a reason why no one else allows it.
I think so. And most people would understand why. And I guess it has been kind of a cool little local twist on an event,
I know,
too. But again, c'est la vie. If that's the biggest issue you have this year, knock on wood, you're doing great.
Yeah. So with that, you can bring in empty water bottles and we'll have multiple water refill stations. Our intent is not to try to sell more plastic bottles and create more waste. We're just having to comply with insurance policies. Right. Right. But yeah, so we still, well, we'll have two bars. Last year we introduced a grab and go bar. A lot of people didn't know about it because they didn't need to utilize it. The lines were almost non-existent. But yeah, so we will still have our two bars. One is grab and go. It is on the lakeside of the stage. Oh. And one is our full service bar, which is on the lakeside of the grandstands. We do struggle with where we can put things with the turf.
Right.
But one is just going to be canned, quick grab and go drinks. But if you want some cocktails, you'll want to go to the full service bar. We also have buckets of ice. So if you, I think it's like if you buy five beverages, you can like upgrade and get your own little bucket of ice to help keep it cold. And so you don't have to go back as often. So we're trying to be as mindful. There's been a ton of thought and effort that's gone into the, like, how to make it as quick and efficient as possible. Also, our prices are nowhere near other venue prices. They're maybe a little bit higher than, say, like, Connie's in town, but part of that's just because of how expensive it is to pop up a bar. And
it is. Absolutely. There's unique expenses for that.
Yeah.
Sure. So if people buy the drinks there, which they will from now on, they have free reign of the whole venue though, right?
Correct.
I mean, okay.
Yep. Just like in the past. You'll just go to the bar for your beverages and then there'll be water refill stations. The team has expanded some of the non-alcoholic beverage options for those individuals. And then it is nice now that there's things like I use like electrolyte powder that isn't a liquid, but I can bring it in and add it to my water.
Right.
So all of those are very welcome. We just, for insurance purposes, can't allow liquids in anymore.
Yeah, I think people are recognizing that. We do in Rotary too. There's certain things that you just have to either pay for or don't dare do.
Mm-hmm.
And the risk is too high.
Yep.
Sure. Speaking of risk, and I guess it's not really a risk, but the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting on a world-class music festival on AstroTurf, which you knew that before. Of course, that's been a kind of a debate way back in the day. And this is how many years on that turf? It's been...
This is the fifth. So I was the first year. Yep.
So
yeah.
Every year you've done it, it's been on this.
Yeah. When I was the interim director, I was at every city council meeting as they made that decision. And I was with the planning and design team. The biggest downfall there is just how expensive it is for us to stay there.
So tell me more about that. So
yeah,
you have to take extra precautions to save the turf.
Yes.
So what does that entail?
The biggest thing is we rent what is called event decking. It's the same thing the Super Bowl brings out to do the halftime show. It is a weight distributing surface that makes it so we can get the stage on the turf, the tour buses, the semi-trucks. So it disperses weight, but it is extremely expensive to rent and even astronomically to purchase. So that alone costs us over $100,000 every year.
To rent it or own?
To rent it.
Good gosh.
Every year.
Wow.
So the issue that we have, and then we have to build out Festival Street, which is more fencing and more, you know, and we can't paint lines, so then we have to use bike rack. There's just a lot of labor and rentals that increase substantially. We can't serve food on the turf. And so there's just a lot of rules. And we want to be good stewards to it. We don't, and there's no glass in the, you know, venue, because if a piece goes in the infill, it could resurface during a sporting event, you know.
Sure.
So we have to be good stewards for the kids and the sports programs in our town. But because of that, someone asked me recently, why are the shows so much bigger? And we're like, because that's the only way we can cover our costs.
The matrix has to pay off, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
So it is hard because we're trying to go bigger to make enough money to get big, to get Tito's and other sponsors that like are big enough to help cover those costs.
Sure.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword because we're kind of forced to go bigger, but the venue's not always the best fit for bigger. But that's kind of created a trickle-down effect of, you know, people have asked, why don't you book more of the openers anymore? And it's like, well, because these are bigger tours who are carrying their own openers.
Right.
So, you know, Train wants Better Than Ezra to open for them, and they're on tours, and so they all travel together. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that's come up where the only times that we really get to book the openers are when it's called a fly date, where we couldn't find someone routing through,
right, so we
essentially had to fly them out. But even then, the agents are going to still try to book their own roster first, so they want to get someone who they represent on the billing, and that is 100% the artist's control, and
they
have that control. So, which is actually for later why we've one of the reasons we added a community night this year.
Yeah, in fact, you had mentioned that off the air, that there's something new and improved, or at least experimenting with this year.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, every year we have tried to, you know, under-promise and over-deliver. So whether we've added a matinee with Michael Franti because, you know, he agreed and it worked and their schedule worked.
That was awesome.
Or a movie in concert, or a Disney in concert, kind of like matinee with the Spokane Symphony. And so every year we're trying to add a little extra to our season pass holders, our sponsors, and just the community. And the feedback of like, you don't really book a lot of local bands anymore. And part of it's like, it's not our show. Right. So that was kind of the genesis of this, was adding a community night that's really affordable. So it's only $15 after taxes and fees. And we have a lot of fees and things associated with being at the facility. And so I think, you know, half of that is fees technically. I think that the ticket itself is probably $6.
So it was
fun. It was kind of a later thing that came together. So it hasn't been announced for that long. But there's four bands. So JoJo Dodge is an indie kind of pop folk singer out of Coeur d'Alene. Brittany's House is also a band out of Coeur d'Alene. Harold's IGA, that one doesn't need a ton of explanation.
No.
But obviously featuring Ben Olsen, Katie Archer. And then Justin Landis is also going to be sitting in on that one. So some fun local standpoints. Musicians. And then The Real McCoy. Even though the band technically is based out of Spokane, we have both McCoy brothers playing in that one, Brendan McCoy, and then our own production staff, Liam McCoy, is going to be second guitarist there.
Cool.
So it's going to be a very fun, low-key, seated show, so everyone can sit up front. Kind of just a celebration of our community and the arts, and trying to, you know, add in that one Wednesday night shows to be able to highlight local talent.
Right.
And so we're trying to do a couple of things around that show. One of them is anyone who buys a ticket immediately gets put into a drawing for some giveaways. That's going to be, one of them is a full season pass to next year. So
that's
the big ticket item. We have some generous donations from local businesses, like gift cards to Burger Dock, Panhandle Cone and Coffee, Evans Brothers. So we're trying to make it a little more inclusive, because I know those big shows are kind of in the out, people coming in from out of town are what help us pay the bills and stay open, but trying to bring something in that's a little bit more for
I love that
the
idea.
Community.
And so that's actually one more night of concerts too.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Wow.
It's a whole nother night of concerts, Wednesday, July 30th. So it's the middle of our run. But I think it'll be really fun. A fun thing to get the whole family and people together, and it's going to be a little bit more of a locals night.
No, I think that's a great move. It truly is. Tell me a little bit about ticket sales. How are you looking right now, say, compared to last year? And who's your top selling group right now, and how's that going?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're not alone in the industry, and I think for nonprofits in general, just things are slower than normal. Donations are slower, sponsorships are slower, ticket sales are slower, but that's really the theme nationally. Third Eye Blind was announced right at the end of March, right when there was, you know, some new information, you know, federally around tariffs and all these things. And like, I think a lot of people just decided to hold on to money, which, you know, makes sense, or kind of waiting for a recession or something. So, Yeah, so things are a little bit slower. But with that being said, we've also found a huge trend of last minute purchases. Good. So last year, our July sales were double any other July. So biggest show is Brothers Osborne.
Oh, good.
Second biggest is Sierra Farrell. And a third is Kansas right now. So yeah, they're doing...
A third place for Kansas. I would have thought, honestly, just me being 80s kind of guy that I am, that it would be number one.
But yeah, I mean, they're both, all three of those are really the biggest shows that, and it's a little bit of everything. I love it. It's, yeah. So it's been fun to kind of watch it.
So the last minute ticket purchaser, you're dependent so much on weather at that point too, aren't you? I mean,
a little bit. I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of it, some of the last minute, I even considered being like 3 weeks out, and 2 weeks out. So it's just hard to plan for.
Right.
So we constantly are watching numbers to make sure that we have enough security. We let all of our food booths know so they have enough food. So it's nicer when people buy them earlier so we have more intel for planning. But it's the industry norm across the globe that people are waiting later.
And then throwing North Idaho isms too, where you think nobody's showing up until they do.
So. Yeah. And there's certain shows like Community Night, Grand Finale. Those are notorious for walk-up purchases.
Sure.
But there is advanced ticket prices on the Grand Finales to kind of incentivize people not to wait till the last day. It helps our wine tasting vendors.
And your sanity.
Bring enough. Yeah. That helps too.
Well, great, Allie. Again, nice spending time with you. Is there anything else you want to bring up? We're running closely out of time, but I want to give you the microphone.
I think just volunteer applications are open. I'd say just get in there, especially if you have certain dates that you want. We still have some application spots open for production crew, which is a really cool gig for local teens and young adults to get some real life music experience. And then next week we'll be revealing the 2025 Fine Arts poster by Perky Smith Hagedon.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Speaking of local celebrities, there you go. Well, Allie, thank you for stopping by today, and we look forward to talking to you once or twice, maybe hopefully before the big show. But
hopefully,
we're all on the board to help you out, whatever we can do. It's a great, Sandpoint thing. It's a great North Idaho thing, and really Inland Northwest thing too. Mm-hmm. We see more and more people from Spokane coming our way and helping the economy too. So thanks for being such a good captain on this ship.
I appreciate it.
You bet. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll bring in Janice from the Lions Club, who will either have overseen the best parade ever Thursday, Friday, then tomorrow, or Saturday, when you're hearing this, it was like, oh my gosh, who'd have known? So we're going to play it right down the middle because I know Janice is on top of it. They're selling fireworks and all that. So we will be back to give you a little update on the parade, the fireworks, and all things Lions. We'll be back in a minute.
At Winter Ridge, if it makes it onto our shelves, it has met our quality standards. And we can rest easy knowing it's making its way into your pantries and onto your tables. We are getting back to the basics and refreshing our product selection store-wide. In addition, we are happy to announce we are bringing back in-store sampling and wine tastings. Try before you buy new and exciting products. Learn about the makers behind the brands and discover delightful pairings. It's going to be a summer to remember. We'll see you in the aisles. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious. At the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
You want to experience pain relief, improved mobility, and an enhanced quality of life? Our team at Bonner General Orthopedics is dedicated to providing personalized care tailored to your unique needs. We offer total hip, knee, shoulder, and reverse shoulder replacements. Everything can happen right here in Sandpoint, from appointments and surgery to follow-up and rehabilitation. Get your stride back with Bonner General Orthopedics. Call 208-263-8597 or visit bonnergeneral.org.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Discover the 4th of July sale at Target. Save 20% on clothing and swimwear for women, select cookies with Target Circle, and up to 50% off SunSquad sporting goods. Get ready for a fireworks-worthy celebration with patriotic cookies, fun sports gear, and of course, spectacular fits. The deals end July 5th, so hurry and get 20% off apparel, select cookies with Target Circle, and 50% off SunSquad sports gear, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
The Black Friday and July event from Dell Technologies is here with great offers on trusted technology. You'll also discover huge deals on new AI-ready laptops like the Dell 14 Plus featuring Intel Core Ultra processors starting at $699.99. Save on top accessories, plus enjoy fast, free shipping and other benefits. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in bull trout education and click on the online bull trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio at 97.1 FM. I am your host, David Keyes, and I am so lucky to have the head lion. Are you the head lion? I guess you probably
the
head lion.
I am the head lion right now in Sandpoint anyway.
And so here we are, either one day in front of or one day behind the best darn parade and fireworks show this town has ever seen. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So here we are live on Thursday. You're selling fireworks, you're selling raffle tickets, you're doing all sorts of stuff.
We are.
Tell us what happens to build up for the 4th of July. My gosh, there's so much going on.
Well, it feels like we just finished Toys for Tots yesterday.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're getting parade entries for 4th of July. And I'm like, wait, can we just, nope. Okay, we're going. We hit the ground running.
Right.
And
right.
So we've got the fireworks booth at the Safeway parking lot. They're doing fabulous.
Good.
And unfortunately, we don't make a huge profit off of that fireworks booth. I mean, it would be nice if the increased sales help. It boosts our profit just a little bit.
Sure.
So we really appreciate that. We make a majority of our money off the raffle.
Sure. And you're selling raffle tickets
We are selling them and getting the word out. And people are stopping by at the fireworks booth to buy raffle tickets all day. So.
Good. I saw some good publicity about that, too. The Bee, I think, did a story here a couple days ago. And I know that people are talking about it. So hopefully people understand that the parade doesn't go off by itself and the fireworks don't go off by themselves. There's some money involved with all this. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you work on adrenaline or not, I think Lions Club has like a $25,000 bill right now hanging out there for fireworks.
We do.
Yeah, and they give you 30 days probably to pay it.
Yeah, something net 15, yeah.
So that money comes from where?
Donations.
100% donations.
100%. And I would love to say that the parade helps, but it does not. The parade barely pays for itself because Traffic Corp needs to be reimbursed for traffic control. And they are amazing at the traffic control, so please follow their directions if you're in town. It gets pretty crazy when we block off some of the one-way streets, and we appreciate everybody being patient and being out there supporting our whole celebration.
Well, that's the whole community spirit thing, too.
I mean, it is.
They're not volunteers. They're professionals. They've been trained. They know what they're doing. And sometimes, like other human beings do, they kind of get things, you know, a little bit cockeyed. But they're there to keep you safe. And so if you're in the downtown core, be prepared. I mean, from what time? They kind of kick in about 8 o'clock or so, don't they?
They do. Around 8 o'clock in the morning, they get out and start blocking off the streets for the parade.
Yeah.
And please, if you're planning on attending the 4th of July, try not to park down at City Beach. It's just so incredibly packed. And the poor people that do decide to park down there, it takes and plan on about an hour to get out of City Beach after the fireworks end.
So we're talking midnight.
Yes. Yeah. Usually, about 11, 11:30.
I was trying to scare them off.
Yes. Yeah, scare them off. But, midnight.
No,
1 o'clock
fine.
In the morning. Bring a tent. No, they do have to. And the police, bless their hearts, they volunteer their time to help keep everybody safe. And we have thousands of people walking through the streets after the fireworks.
Right.
And they need to make sure that foot traffic is protected. And
absolutely.
So they do not let cars through until all the foot traffic is ended.
Right. And there's definitely a pinch point on Bridge Street. I mean,
there
no
is.
Matter how you cut it.
Even if you're on a motorcycle, you will not be allowed to leave the beach until the foot traffic leaves.
Right. And really for an event like you've had for years, how many years has this been going on?
This is our 73rd year.
73 years of
fireworks.
The fireworks and the parade too.
Yes.
Okay.
And you took one. It's more for the, for the parade.
Oh, the parade. Okay.
Yeah, but we did in during the pandemic. Yes, we did, and we were shut down by Lions Club International. They said to protect our our members, to please not do it. Unfortunately, I think it was a bad call on our part. I think we should have done it anyway because we get some backlash over that.
The Rogue Lions Club in Sandpoint, Idaho.
We should have been
against Lions International.
We should have.
Well, it worked out, and here we are. You're back on track, and
we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So how many parade entries are you going to have? What do you think?
Well, we have over 80 so far, and we have a lot more coming in today that I've seen on our email.
Right.
And so, and I know tomorrow morning we'll have several. You can come see me at the corner of Church and Fifth. I'll be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, ready to take your application.
I'll see you there. You know that. Yeah.
And it'll give you your number to put on your float or your entry.
Perfect.
And then I look forward to seeing everybody through the parade.
Well, and you know most of the people now, don't you?
I mean,
you
get to, my arms get tired from waving.
I know.
love it.
The antique tractor guys show up, and then of course your rotary guys show up. You're lying. Everybody's there, and it is just a great slice of Americana. It truly is.
I mean,
there's no better parade, honestly. I mean, I've been all over, and it embodies small town, but it takes work.
It does.
And Janice was sharing with me that she has armies of volunteers. She's turning people away. No, that's not true. There's about four key Lions Club people who are kind of controlling all of that. And she was sharing with me that even like the fireworks trailer there, I mean, that's 24/7 because they can't go home.
Legally, you can't leave with fireworks in the booth. So I have been sleeping there for the past 2 weeks.
I saw the trailer there, so that was you.
That's me.
Oh, very good, very good. Only one more day of that for
yes,
you.
Yes, thank goodness.
And you're saying that it really isn't a fundraiser. It's more of you make some money.
We do.
Selling, but you're also, again, making it up on the raffle tickets.
Correct.
And such. Yeah.
Well, and this year we're really hoping to bring in a couple extra dollars because we're going to host a beer garden down at City Beach.
For the first time.
For the first time ever. And we will be on the lawn in front of the Trinity Hotel, the Best Western Hotel. Avril Hospitality has graciously let us use a piece of their lawn.
Very cool.
So please look for the orange field fencing. That will be the Lions Club Beer Garden.
And when does that start?
That starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it'll go till 9 o'clock at night.
Great.
And all the proceeds from that will go to pay for the fireworks.
That's wonderful.
So please come by and visit with
us.
And we are being sponsored by iCarts and McDuff's.
Oh, wonderful.
So we've had a lot of help from both of them, and we greatly appreciate that. But a huge shout out to Justin Dick.
Yeah.
Without his help, we would not have been able to accomplish this year. So
that's a big leap too.
Yes.
Again, you have to have people working that as well.
Yes,
right?
All the way around.
Right. Well, again, you never shied away from doing great things. So
we try.
So if you're around, stop by and have a cheers for the Lions Club.
Please
for sure.
Do.
And you'll be selling those tickets too.
Yes, we will have a huge red, white, and blue pop-up by the beer garden where if you have not bought your raffle tickets, you can buy them up till 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And that's when right before the fireworks start, we will draw the winning names.
And you spin it, make
we
sure that if you're the last minute
ticket
people.
Hopper. Anybody wants to come look and see if they can find their name in there, feel free.
Yeah.
Yes. And we are raffling off the $5,000 shopping spree anywhere in Bonner County. And second place prize is $1,000 cash.
Well, and catch that, $5,000 to be spent locally. So it could be a down payment for a car.
Yes.
It could be a
benefits
motorcycle.
All of the businesses in our community.
Yeah. And that's so smart.
Yes.
I know back in the day it used to be a car.
Yeah.
Or it used to be maybe 4x4s.
Yeah.
And different things. And I think maybe that makes the most sense. There's less risk for your club.
Definitely.
One thing. And then you're also supporting more than probably one. They could actually spend that money different places.
They can
places.
Spend it anywhere. Yeah. I'll follow them around with a checkbook, and we'll just have shopping days, and it'll be fun.
My goodness.
Well, buying groceries even would be really beneficial at this point.
That and a tank of gas, you're done. But that's too bad. But well, that's great. It truly is. How many tickets will you sell?
We're hoping to sell every ticket that we have, which is about 5,000, I believe. So that's what we're hoping to shoot for.
Yeah, and I was joking with friends before that we wish you could clone you. Because in the old days, when you had a few more Lions Club members, probably, they would actually walk along the parade route, you know, and sell those tickets as they went. And unfortunately, there's not as many Lions Club people to do that. And
there is not.
And remember the barrel, too, where people would just donate money for the fireworks show?
Yes.
So unfortunately what happens, and tell me if I'm wrong, If that goes away, it needs to be made up somewhere else, whether at the fireworks stand.
Correct.
Or down at City Beach maybe.
Yes.
Or whatever else.
And we will have a small table set up by the announcer's booth during the parade.
Oh, good.
And we will have one Lion Club member sitting there. Okay. And selling raffle tickets.
So I know you've got some judges lined up.
We do.
Yeah.
The crew at Mr. Sub.
Hey, and we're excited
for them.
Day.
Yes.
So I had to order an extra special sandwich to kind of work on them for the Rotary.
Nice.
But it'll work out well. And then I think you have our own Pat Murphy still being the announcer.
We do. We're so excited to have Pat back. He's such
you double
awesome.
The salary, I heard. Too.
Yes. And I think there was a foot rub mentioned or something.
Oh,
so a little bribery there.
Whatever works for you guys. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So it starts again where it always starts. You come down Church.
Correct. Then you go to the corner of 5th and Church. Yeah. We have the kids' parade starts right at 9:30.
Perfect.
And they'll be led by our president of our Leo Club, Easton Hoover. And he will be leading them through the parade route. And it ends at the Bonner General Hospital parking lot there on 3rd. And then the grand parade starts at 10.
Perfect. I think what we'll do, Janice, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about this because there is so much more to cover and to either recap. Depending if you're hearing on the Saturday, we'll do the recap.
Sounds good.
This is live on Thursday. We'll talk about the preview, and somewhere in between, it'll all come true. So
sounds good.
We'll be back with Janice in about a minute or so. So we'll see you after the break.
Escape to the mountain this summer for fun in the sun at Schweitzer. Soak up the views on a scenic chairlift ride to the summit. Find your thrill with a rip on the bike trails. Feed your inner foodie with a meal on the mountain. Or unwind and relax with a massage at Cambium. There are activities for the whole family, so make time for it all. Book your stay at Schweitzer, where more days mean more ways to play. Explore always at Schweitzer.com.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance. 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medication for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text FRESH to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text FRESH to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text FRESH to 200-300. That's FRESH to 200-300. FRESH to 200-300.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Open Wednesday through Monday, noon to 8. Close Tuesdays. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. PearlsOnTheLake.com to reserve your table today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
KSBT KBFI.
Well, welcome back to Live Radio 97.1 FM. It's either Thursday or Saturday. I don't know. I can't tell. It's Thursday right now. It'll be Saturday when you hear this again. And either way, it'll be Janice talking to me. So here we go. We're going to have a great, great, great parade, first of all, Friday morning. Starting at what time?
The children's parade starts at 9:30, and the kids line up in the parking lot on the corner of Church and Fifth. Right across the street from the Pie Hut.
Right.
And then they go around the loop down First and up to the Bonner General parking lot at Third. And they'll have a volunteer there from the hospital. Thank you, Kate McAllister, for rounding that up. Nice. We have lovely Sasha will be there to hand out goodie bags to the participants.
Perfect.
And then the grand parade will be led by the fire truck and the police department and our amazing color guard.
And who's your grand marshal? Tell us.
Grand marshal is Dale Kofeld.
Hey, all right. Yes. Very good.
He's getting his kudos this year, and he needs them. He's such a staple in this community.
Oh, and he's helped. He's a Rotarian, by the way.
Oh, he's amazing.
He has done everything for everybody, and what a great honor. That's awesome. It truly
is. Honored to have him in our parade as well.
You've had some great ones over the years. I remember when Dr. Bird was one.
And yes.
He and his wife, Pam, were in their little four-wheelers.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some good ones.
So very, very good. So, one new thing that people need to know about is the beer garden, for sure.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That's an opportunity for you to make some money, I would assume.
Yes, we're hoping. Yeah. Yes. Come get a beer.
Yeah.
Enjoy the view.
And that's open for quite a while, so that's
from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, and manned by, again, the same people who are doing the registration for the parade at 7 o'clock in the morning or so down there, and then going from there, for sure. This is definitely a community call, though, where... It's a risk. There's no doubt about that. And you wanted to make it the best event possible. And really, the money adds up more quickly with the ticket sales, I assume, than anything else that you do, right?
Correct.
Okay.
The ticket sales are definitely our priority.
Right.
So we have central locations. Since we don't have as many members as we did in the past, we have central locations for you to come get tickets. You can get them at the fireworks booth or get them at City Beach.
Right.
Or during the parade, you can go down there by the 1908 Saloon. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Where our announcer's booth is.
Right.
And buy tickets from Anna or Melissa. They'll be manning our booth down there.
So, again, if you're downtown, which everybody will be, you can stop by there. Stop by anywhere.
Yes.
Fireworks stand might be the best out-of-the-way place probably to buy tickets at that point.
Yes.
For sure. So.
And our fireworks stand will be open on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 9 at a discounted rate for any leftover fireworks. So if you need some for New Year's Eve, stop by and see us. It does support the Lions Club, and we greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a good idea to save some money that way, but also... when you buy beforehand, it maybe costs a little bit more, but more money comes back to Lions Club, I'm guessing.
Yes, too. Just a little bit more.
But well, for sure. So
I like lighting off fireworks during New Year's because it's so much better in the snow. And I don't worry about catching anything on fire.
Well, that's probably a good thing as well, too. How many members do you have?
Right now, we have about 29 members.
Okay.
And we have about 6 active members.
Okay.
And so...
I like every group. I mean, it's a percentage for sure, but...
And we're getting younger members, which we greatly appreciate, but they work full-time, and so it makes it difficult.
And have families and all that, too. We see that in all the different groups,
and
for sure.
We absolutely appreciate every one of our members, and they all add to our community, for sure.
Sure.
But we always could use new members.
So tell me how a person might become a Lion. What do you do?
You stop by the Lions Club on the second or fourth Mondays of any month at 6 o'clock, and we're located by the museum right next to the train car. And we have a meeting the second and fourth Mondays. Come to a few, see if it's a good fit for you and for us, and then we vote you in.
Well, and the list of what you do is so robust. I mean, Easter egg, you talk about Toys for Tots, you talk about all this other stuff that you guys do. You're doing bingo now, too, or something?
We were doing poker nights
once
a month
during
the winter. Bingo, we kind of passed off to the Elks. They're borrowing our bingo machine.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yes. And the Elks is doing an amazing spaghetti feed for us for Toys for Tots this year.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, again, more members. Is it expensive to be a Lion?
$65 a year.
And you don't have meals attached to it and all that. So,
yeah.
You know, you talked about certain other groups like Rotary. Your number one expense are the meals.
Yeah.
You know, so that is prohibitive for some people to do that. again, you've got something going on almost every month, don't you?
We
for
do.
Activities.
Every month. But yeah. I think the most important program we have is we provide eyeglasses and hearing aids to our community. And I think it's so important when people can't afford them and they need eyeglasses, come see us.
Right, right.
You know, we have our applications on our website. Fill one out. Submit it. You know, it's important to be able to see.
Absolutely. And that's for kids and adults, too.
Kids and adults.
And then you have the hearing aid program,
we
too.
We do. Yeah. For anybody in need.
So very good. And they just find that online.
You've
got a pretty cool website, I was noticing.
Thank you.
I sent our application in. And
our secretary is amazing with all of our social media. And I'm very partial to her because she's my youngest daughter. And she is absolutely amazing.
So in spite of her upbringing, she's done pretty well.
Yes.
That's great.
All the drawbacks.
Well, those are the best ones anyway.
Yes.
Well, very, very good. So what time should I bet you now, we're talking at 12:55 today on Thursday. I'll bet there's chairs already getting put in.
There is.
If you
drive along the parade route, you already see people having blankets laid out and
so
chairs.
Fun.
I'm excited.
People
are excited for it.
And isn't that a good feeling?
It is.
To know that people plan on this and they come here. You have visitors. In fact, I was talking to a friend who's his nephew came from Denver area, comes for this, for the 4th of July in Sandpoint, Idaho.
I love it.
And you think, yeah, that's not a bad place to be at that point.
Really
because
not.
You know, you see all these great photos of the fireworks, you know, taken from Gold Hill and different venues. You see all the boats out in the water. You see all the cool Sandpoint stuff. And I don't think there's a better display of what we look like than that day.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thank you, Sandpoint Lions Club.
Well, for sure, for keeping that going. And, you know, I do want to make a pitch for Sandpoint Lions. They can only do so much. And there's a few of them that work real hard. I'm looking at one right across the desk here. And there's only so much time in a day. There's 1,440 minutes in every day.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden, the Janices of the world, and since she hasn't been cloned, are just clobbered right now. And so then that's not fair. We want to make sure that this is sustaining. Again, it's been going on forever, and we don't want it to be too much of a burden on anybody, or it does go away, or it suffers that way, too. And, you know, there's a big push to raise this money for the fireworks. Well, guess what? The fireworks will go up next year, too. They had made a deal with their supplier before all this tariff talk, and they say actually saved some money this time around, right? So who knows what will happen next year.
Exactly.
Right, so.
You know, and we've had a lot of environmentalists reach out to us and ask us to please consider having a drone show.
Oh.
Just to keep the toxins out of the lake.
Oh,
and
versus.
So, that is,
so versus.
Yes,
okay.
Versus fireworks.
Yeah.
So we have been discussing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a possibility for the future. And we do have a couple really amazing events coming up. We have the Freedom Riders and the Injectors Club are doing a poker run for us in August 9th.
Good.
And we will have a barbecue out at our clubhouse. We'd invite the entire community. Come have dinner with us. Come sit down and talk about anything that, you know, you have questions about the Lions Club.
Sure.
And enjoy our auction and some food.
Yeah. And think about joining. I mean, what happens is people have time on their hands. They don't know how to plug in sometimes. But if you spend any time Saturday watching what's going on, it doesn't just happen. And if you'd like to be a part of that, there's no greater feeling than doing something bigger than yourself. And this parade, the fireworks, all the cool things that Lions do, I mean, you really could consider. You guys lift above your weight. You really, truly do. And, of course, I'm in a different organization, and we all try to do our own thing. But to watch what you do on the 4th of July is amazing to me. And the difference they make for the Toys for Tots, too, for families that wouldn't have Christmas otherwise. I mean, that's really,
really good.
Well, thank
you, District Governor. We appreciate that big pat on the back.
Well, you know that. And you know where I am that way, too.
Yes.
And, you know, again, if you have any moment at all to learn more about it, I think Janice would sell you in about 30 seconds on an elevator speech about why she would love your help. And so track her down. If you see her around, give her a pat on the back and say thank you for all you do. And thank your family for all they do. And everybody else involved with Lions Club. And if you want to give something back and get something back right away. I mean, there's no better investment of your time and effort than what's going on here in Sandpoint.
So, I agree. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So anything else you want to leave us? Any words of wisdom? You're taking deeper breaths right now. I can tell you it's in your brain now.
My main thing, be kind.
Sure.
You know, our town is stressed. There are so many amazing tourists out there.
Yeah.
Treat them nice. Show them how incredibly hospitality, you know, we are a beautiful city.
We are.
Let's make sure we put our best face on.
You know, it's been fun is watching more Canadians coming down. And
yes.
The math does not add up.
It doesn't.
With the exchange rate, and God only knows that.
And yet they're buying a ton of fireworks from us, so we appreciate it, yes.
Well, very good. And again, they do a lot with Rotary and stuff, too. And it's just, again, this is a special place. There's nothing better than living in a town where people want to come visit you versus going somewhere else to go see somebody. And I've seen that in my family as well, too. And so, so Janice, I think we're going to wrap it up. Congratulations. This is on Saturday. And good luck. This is on Thursday. It's going to be a great Friday. The weather looks great already.
It does.
And on Saturday, we know it was wonderful.
Yes.
And the fireworks will be great. I mean, any surprises in the fireworks show?
Actually, I've been told there is, so please attend so you can see them.
There you go. You heard it from Janice first. So I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week.